This data comes from different sources, such as text files, financial logs, sensors, multimedia forms, and instruments. Simple BI tools cannot be used to process this kind of data as a result of the massive nature of data. For this reason, complex and advanced analytical tools and processing algorithms are required. These types of tools help a data scientist analyze and draw important insights from data. There are still other reasons why data science has increasingly become popular. Let's take a look at how data science is applied in different domains. Have you ever thought of having the ability to understand the exact requirements of your customers from existing data, such as purchase history, past browsing history, income, and age? The truth is, now it is possible. There are different types of data which you can use to effectively train models and accurately recommend several products to customers. Let's use a different example to demonstrate the role of data science in decision making. What if your car is intelligent enough to drive you home? That would be cool. Well, that is how the self-driving cars have been designed to work. These cars gather live data from sensors to build a map of the surroundings. Based on this data, the car can make decisions, such as when to slow down, when to overtake, and when to take a turn. These cars have complex machine learning algorithms that analyze the data collected to develop a meaningful result. Data science is further applied in predictive analytics. This includes places such as weather forecasting, radars, and satellites. Models have been created that will not only forecast weather, but also predict natural calamities. This helps an individual to take the right measures beforehand and save many lives. So, what is data science? The term data science is common nowadays, but what does it mean? What skills does a person need to have to be called a data scientist? How are predictions and decisions made in data science? Is there a difference between data science and business intelligence? These are some of the questions that you are going to find answers to in a short while. First, let's define data science. Data science refers to a combination of several tools, machine learning principles, and algorithms whose purpose is to discover hidden patterns from raw data. One might wonder how different it is from statistics. A data analyst explains whatever is happening by processing history of the data. On the other hand, a data scientist will not only explain to extract insights from it, but they will also use different advanced machine learning algorithms to highlight the occurrence of a specific event in the future. A data scientist looks at the data from different perspectives and angles. Therefore, data science helps an individual predict and make decisions by taking advantage of prescriptive analytics, machine learning, and predictive causal analytics. Prescriptive analytics. If you need a model that has the intelligence and capability to make its own decisions, then prescriptive analytics is the best to use. This new field delivers advice. It doesn't just predict, but it also recommends different prescribed actions and related outcomes. The best example to illustrate this is the Google self-driving car. Data that is collected by the vehicle is used to train the cars. You can further mine this data by using algorithms to reveal intelligence. This will allow your car to make decisions such as when to turn, which path to take, as well as when to speed up or slow down. Machine learning for pattern discovery. Let's say that you don't have resources that you can apply to make predictions. It will require you to determine the hidden patterns in the data set to predict correctly. The most popular algorithm applied in pattern discovery is clustering. Assume that you work in a telephone company and you want to determine a network by installing towers in the region. Therefore, you may use the clustering technique to determine the tower location that will make sure all users have the maximum signal strength. Make predictions with machine learning. If you want to build a model that can predict the future trend of a company, then machine learning algorithms are the best to go with. This falls under supervised learning. It is called supervised because data is already present that you can use to train machines. Predictive causal analytics. If you need a model that can help predict chances of a given event happening in the future, you need to use the